Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, if you visited the Grand Canyon National Park over the last 20 years, this story may be of interest. Let's bring in correspondent Jim Ryan this morning. Jim, they found some radioactive material there?
Yeah, which isn't really too surprising. There was a uranium mine there at the Grand Canyon that operated for some time. Within the last few years, this is all coming from the safety, health, and wellness manager at the Grand Canyon. His name is Elston Stevenson. He said that three buckets were found inside the collections room at the museum that's operated there at the Grand Canyon. Then that they were these uranium buckets were eventually removed, but he said that he's concerned that people may have been exposed to radiation. He says the Park Service isn't issuing any sort of public notice about this, but he says he wants to let his coworkers and people who might have visited that building as far back as the year 2000 to know that they may have been exposed to elevated levels of radiation, Susan.
So, Jim, did they say anything about how people should approach the situation if they've been there over the last 20 years? Should they go see a doctor right away?
Well, I mean, potentially, if they're concerned about that, I think people in specific areas of that building, if they'd been there for any long time, then potentially they could be facing some kind of risk. But, yeah, it's something their physician could check out, I suppose. But, you know, in a lot of cases like this, there aren't really any telltale signs of problems until problems arise, you know.
What are the symptoms or what's the danger of exposure to uranium?
Well, down the road, of course, it can cause cancer. You know, radiation exposure like this can cause health problems down the road. There can be thyroid cancer, other sorts of cancers that develop from this. But in the immediate, the present here, in the future, this guy, the wellness manager at the Grand Canyon, says that he just wants to let the public know about this. He says the Park Service hasn't issued any sort of public notice, though.
Yeah, what a strange story that
those
buckets had just been sitting there for 20 years.
20 years, yeah, and they contained uranium ore. He said that that OSHA sent a couple of investigators out, that they came with, like, household rubber gloves, and they removed these buckets, dumped them out somewhere, and then brought the buckets back into the building.
Wow, that is incredible. All right, Jim, thanks. Jim Ryan reporting on buckets of uranium found in the museum at the Grand Canyon out west.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.